With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump addressed the Libertarian Convention here in Washington, D.C. on Saturday.
We believe that Marxism is an evil doctrine straight from the ashes of hell. Having Marxism in our government is intolerable, and teaching it to our children is considered to us child abuse.
Mr. Trump hopes to pick up Libertarian votes on Election Day in November. Many of them pulled the crank for him this last time. A police shooting in Baltimore.
Officers fatally shot a man who pulled a gun while they questioned him in a different shooting. Cops say a detective was shot in the chest and his protective vest likely saved his life. Police were investigating a different shooting in which 15 rounds were fired at a group of people. And as police questioned a man, he stood up and pulled out a gun. Officers ordered the man to drop the weapon numerous times before shots were fired. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
The United Auto Workers is accusing Mercedes of interfering in this month's union election at two Alabama factories. The union filed an objection to the result with the National Labor Relations Board, accusing the company of intimidating and coercing workers into voting against joining the union. UAW accuses the company of engaging in a, quote, relentless anti-union campaign marked with unlawful discipline, unlawful captive audience meetings, and a general goal of coercing and intimidating employees. Those employees at Mercedes battery and assembly plants near Tuscaloosa, voted 56% against the UAW. Singapore Airlines says we'll halt meal services and get all cabin crew to buckle up when planes fly through turbulence. It's part of a tighter cabin measures after one person died and dozens were injured on a flight from London this past week when turbulence struck a plane. This is SRN News. The NFL is distancing itself from Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, who condemned abortion during a commencement address at Benedictine College. Butker also condemned the promotion of the LGBT lifestyle by the Biden administration. The league has released a statement saying, quote, Harrison Butker's views are not those of the NFL as an organization. The NFL is steadfast in our commitment to inclusion, which only makes our league stronger. The kicker is a conservative Catholic and has criticized some church leaders for their embrace of liberalism. A Christian ministry that has closed its beaches on Sunday mornings for generations to honor God is relenting temporarily, allowing beachgoers onto the sand while it fights a court case with the state of New Jersey. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association established a Christian seaside retreat at the Jersey Shore in 1869 and closes its beach until noon on Sundays, the state's Department of Environmental Protection says that's illegal. This is SRN News.
Officers fatally shot a man who pulled a gun while they questioned him in a different shooting. Cops say a detective was shot in the chest and his protective vest likely saved his life. Police were investigating a different shooting in which 15 rounds were fired at a group of people. And as police questioned a man, he stood up and pulled out a gun. Officers ordered the man to drop the weapon numerous times before shots were fired. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Today is Sunday, May the 26th. It's the 147th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1864, President Abraham Lincoln signed a measure creating the Montana Territory. On this date in 1940, Operation Dynamo, the evacuation of nearly 400,000 Allied troops from Dunkirk in France, began in World War II. On this date in 1971, Don McLean recorded American Pie. This is SRN News.